Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The defensive side of the Cowboys all-quarter century team, defensive line. And I guess we'll go with four. We'll stick with your traditional 4-3 here, Brian.
Yeah.
It could be tough because they've got some 3-4 options here. I think you've got to go to DeMarcus Ware. DeMarcus Ware is obviously going to be an end for you.
Sure.
I think inside, give me your guy, Leroy Glover.
Yeah.
And Jay Ratliff.
Hmm.
The problem is the other end. Like, do you want to go Greg Ellis? Do you go Micah Parsons? Do you go DeMarcus Lawrence? Lawrence, probably the best run defender of the three.
Right.
Ellis, maybe the best well-rounded. Parsons, yeah, the best pass rusher of the three.
I think you got to go Micah Parsons there.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I have the utmost respect for Greg Ellis and what he was able to accomplish while he was with the Dallas Cowboys. I just think that you're talking about it. We've talked about it, but it's just Parsons is that difference maker. Much like Ware is, where's that guy that offensive coordinators always say this, offensive coordinators stay up at night because of him. I think Parsons, Ware, those are the guys you definitely would have to say are the ends.
Shout out to Marcus Spears. Your LSU brethren just left off. Tyron Crawford, they'll be reserves.
Tyron Crawford, let me tell you what. Tyron Crawford was a good player. He wasn't a great player. Rod Marinelli misevaluated him playing as 3-8. He misevaluated. He thought he could be that up-the-field quickness 3 technique. And they misevaluated there. They paid him money. It wasn't his fault. He got the money that he asked. By moving him from tackle, and they banged him up. They beat him up. They hurt his shoulder. He took too many hits, whatever it was. This is the example where we used to say that position flexibility was a good thing.
Yeah.
In this case, it was a bad thing. It was a bad thing. This is where I started to learn that position flexibility is not a good thing, because all of a sudden you take a player like this and you're trying to kind of figure out where does he play, and then along the way he gets beat up and now you don't have the player at all. I think the position flexibility hurt Byron Jones, not knowing if he was a corner or if he was a safety. I think that hurt him. No, I think it's hurt others, they bring these guys in and they want a champion position flexibility, but it really doesn't mean you have anything. It means you got a guy that can play a couple spots. Just play him at the one spot, let him be great at that spot. I think if they would have just kept Crawford at edge, you know, on that left side, I think he would have been just fine. But they kept moving him around, and it ultimately shortened his career.
Linebackers, wow. You got your guys, man, the small ones, but gosh, they were good with Dexter Coakley and Dat Nguyen.
They were very good. Yeah, very good.
I mean, Dat Nguyen was so good. And then certainly Sean Lee, if healthy, the best of the bunch. Yeah. Brady James, Leighton Vander Esch. I mean, that rookie season was great. They got Jalen Smith here. I'm not going with Jalen. I would put Anthony Hitchens in the conversation before Jalen Smith personally, on stability. I guess the best three, give me Lee, Coakley, and Nguyen. What say you?
I don't disagree. I mean, we were a bad football team with Dat Nguyen and Dexter Coakley. Now, they were great players on a bad team. We were bad offensively. We were good defensively because of Dat Nguyen and Dexter Coakley. And I think Brady James needs to get a mention here. I think you did a little bit there. But I think Sean Lee, you know, it's such a shame that the Cowboys have had these linebackers, very similar to what Carolina had with Luke Kuechly. Yeah. That they have a guy that's so instinctual and then also has the ability, you know, to just the way they study, the way they move, the way they finish. It's a shame that injury robbed. I mean, I'll take a group of, you let me have Lee, Vander Esch, and Dat Nguyen.
Yeah.
You're talking about dudes that'll go get the ball, that are smart, reactive, you know, play the point of attack well. Bill Parcells wanted nothing to do when he started with Dat Nguyen and Dexter Coakley. And Mike Zimmer convinced him. Mike Zimmer convinced him, like, listen, you're going to love these guys. You're going to love these guys. Yeah, they're not big enough. They're not this. They're not that. By the time they were done, Bill was like, boy, I was really, really wrong about these guys. So yeah, it's there's a side of me that would put Lee and put Vander Esch and put Dat Nguyen. Dexter Coakley's a hell of a player, but just when you start to talk about the vision and how to see it, how to react, how to get downhill, how to go make plays, those three guys are pretty darn good.
Really good. And I mean, man, LVE, gosh, I mean, that's unfortunate that his career got cut short because he looked like he was ascending into, you know, one of the best linebackers in football just based off that rookie season. Such a the speed, the pursuit, the tackling ability of Coakley and Nguyen. Yeah, those are all great.
Coakley and Nguyen made every play.
It was unreal.
Every tackle they made, yeah.
Corners. You got Tinu, Terrence Newman, who I still think is one of the more underrated. And, man, what a long career he ended up having. I mean, I thought when he left Dallas in 2011, this thing's pretty much done. I'll never forget Vincent Cruz just, like, running away from him against the Giants. I'm like, oh, well, there it is. Terrence Newman's career is over. But then he goes to Cincinnati, is able to prolong that with Zim. You've got a lot of the guys now. Diggs and Bland are on here. Anthony Henry. Orlando Scandrick, Jordan Lewis. Opposite Newman, ooh, I don't know. You got a lot. I mean, you got Scandrick and Lewis, so you'd think it would be, what, nickel players?
I'll tell you what, I love Jordan Lewis. I love him. Orlando Scandrick was, I think, a better nickel than Jordan Lewis.
Okay.
So I would go Orlando Scandrick in the slot, and then I would go Bland on the outside.
Okay.
Would be my one guy. Now you got to figure out the other side, though, right?
I'll go with Newman. I'll go Terrence Newman over there.
Yeah. I mean, it was Newman was just about longevity. Newman, I think, was I mean, we drafted Newman, and I'll never forget this. He was an older guy coming out of Kansas State. Parcells pulled another one of his, why you drafted an older guy? And Larry Lacewell told him, like, listen, you don't draft this guy. We have no corners that can play. We do not have a quarterback on this team that can play defense, how you want to play defense. So Newman, Bland, Skandrick would be my three.
It's a pesky bunch right there. I like that. Yeah. And those are players that'll tackle for you too. So I'm all for that. Yeah. Safety, man, it's not a lot of great options here. Darren Woodson, you're going to put on here 100% because he's the best of the bunch.
Yeah.
I guess, do you just have Darren Woodson and Roy Williams? Because Roy Williams was a tremendous player with Woody. Woody was able to kind of cover Roy Williams' flaws to where he could really excel downhill, big hits, splash plays. He didn't have to worry about the back end because Woody had him covered.
Yeah. He could tell him what to do.
Yeah.
He could absolutely tell him what to do. I think George Teague deserves some thought here because George was really, really a smart, smart player. But if when you put Woodson and Williams together, Williams didn't know what the hell to do. I mean, he really literally did not know. Nice guy. I mean, but he struggled with his assignments. And Woody was able to say, hey, here, line up here, And so he helped him. And then when Woody went away, that was really kind of the end of with Woodson too, he was towards like Larry Allen, he was towards the end of the
boat.
But yeah, I think that combination would be pretty good.
But this is by far, I think, the weakest of the position groups. I mean, the other name, we got Gerald Sensabaugh. Maybe you could throw in Ken Hamlin, who had a good year in 2007. It's kind of slim pickings here for safety. It's not like a blinking light of like, oh, this is obvious.
No, not at all. Not at all.
And then we wrap it up with your special teams. You got Bailey and Aubrey. You could pick one of those for your kicker. Punter, Matt McBrier. Long snapper, LP, Ladisser. And, your kick returner, I guess Terp. I guess maybe you could go with Kevontae Terp in here if you want to. I did love me some Woody Dantzler. One of the all-time great punt returners of punts I've ever seen returned was against San Francisco at Texas Stadium. Woody Dantzler doing unbelievable things on that play.
Who is the guy? Why am I – and this is where I forget stuff, but who is our guy that we got? I believe he's from TCU in the Giants game that we won with Parcells at Giants Stadium where we got the game-winning field goal. Like Dez caught the ball on the out. But we had a returner at the time.
Was it Dwayne Harris?
Dwayne Harris was good, by the way.
Dwayne Harris was good.
Yeah, but it was somebody else. Anyway, I know somebody.
This is going to bother me.
No, I need to look it up. But it was a little smallish. This is why I have too many names in my head.
There was Lucky Whitehead.
Lucky Whitehead was interesting. But this kid was back.
Switzer.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I know you're gonna come up with it.
I'm trying to just rack the brain. Like, who else did we have as like a little returner?
It was the Giants game. The kid put one foot out of bounds and we got the ball like it was an out of bounds play. Wasn't there a Reggie Swinton too?
Yeah, Reggie Swinton. Yes, Reggie Swinton. Randall Williams.
Yeah, Randall Williams, not so much. Reggie Swinton was good, but there was another. I'll think of the kid when we're doing that shot. I'll remind you.
Okay.
Anyway,
okay.
But yeah, I think you'd have to go. I think you'd have to go with Turpin here.
He's been pretty damn awesome. He really has. And we'll end up getting texts about this. Your head coach, by the way, they went with Mike McCarthy here. I would go with Bill. I mean, I know that you know Bill better than most people, having worked with him. But I mean, he was able to completely overhaul what was a terrible football team.
He set him up for success. He took a very poor team, poorly coached and poorly put together on our part, and went to the playoffs. Took Quincy Carter, went to the playoffs with that team. So but Mike McCarthy, you look at the number of games that Mike McCarthy has won. You know, is Mike McCarthy
a lot of success?
Is Jason Garrett just kind of a 500 coach to you?
He is. I mean, it was just so. It was a 8-8. Here's a 12-4. 8-8. 8-8. 8-8. Here's a 13-3. Type of 11-5. You know, it just was. I couldn't really
kind of sporadic.
Very much so. Like when he needed to save his job. Here's a 12-win season for you and maybe a playoff win. But you're right. I mean, three straight 12-win seasons, that wasn't something any coach had done since you had the Super Bowl years. So success-wise, I'm with you. Oh, my gosh, Avion Kayson. I just pulled up that 2003 Cowboys roster just to go through here and try and find maybe who our guy was. But Toby Gowen was the punter.
We beat the Giants. We beat the Giants on we kicked a field goal like a 50.
Was this that Monday night game?
Yeah. Are you looking that one up right now?
Yeah, I'm trying to go through here. And
so it was a wide receiver, little small. Reggie Swinton, I think, was from TC. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Reggie Swinton. I mean, he number 80. He was on the team. It might have been him.
Yeah. But it was somebody. I thought it was somebody else. It was somebody else that did this. I know, we'll figure it out.
Okay.
Maybe.
Man, it's funny looking at this roster. Like, this is just.
How far down are you? Down through the wide receivers?
Yeah, I got pretty much. Nobody's sticking out to me that was a tiny guy. Dan Campbell was on this team. Antonio Bryant. Reggie Swinton.
Was that 03 that we did that with?
2003 is what I'm looking at, yeah. James Whalen?
No, go to 02. Go to 02.
Okay.
Go to 02. Because Bill's first year was 03?
I think it was 03. I think he was here 03.
All right. Okay, well, then, the 02. Because Dave was 2001 and 2. Right. And then, okay, so it'd be 03. God, I can't. Like I said, I thought
Galloway. We'll find out.
Terrible,
we'll get
terrible
this. This is terrible. We're going to figure it out. Don't worry. At some point, Darnay Scott, we'll get this together at some point. Man, I know there's so many. It's crazy looking at some of these names, man. Bryant Westbrook was on this team. Holy moly. Demetrius Underwood is Ross Tucker. There's our guy. Ross Tucker was on that squad.
Ross Tucker. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, let's get to some mailbags. Well, we'll figure this out. And I'm sure as soon as we post this episode, the social media will flood us and be like, this is who you were thinking of. And we'll say, thank you so much. You are listening to the Love of the Star podcast. The Love of the Star is an Odyssey podcast. You can find on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.